Lots of high school sports around the area last night. Let's start with wrestling. In high school wrestling action last night, Atlantic defeated Shenandoah 58-15 as part of a double duel. Kemper Catholic downed Atlantic 39-28. Also Kemper Catholic over Shenandoah 34-27. It was Riverside over Clarinda Academy 63-18. Riverside beat Red Oak 55-22. Red Oak over Clarinda Academy 51-27. Creston beat Glenwood 48-19. Creston over Denison 75-0. Glenwood beat Denison 62-13. AHSTW was a winner over Southwest Iowa 78-0. AHSTW down St. Albert 70-3. Also St. Albert over Southwest Iowa 36-24. Logan Magnolia, a winner over Exira EHK, 72-12. Logan Magnolia beat Trainer 58-19. It was Loma over West Harrison, 78-6. Trainer beating West Harrison, 72-0. Trainer over Exira EHK, 60-9. Exira EHK beat West Harrison, 30-12. Missouri Valley, a winner over Griswold, 70-6. It was Missouri Valley over Nottoway Valley, 68-6. And Nottoway Valley topping Griswold, 40-24. Also, Audubon beat East Sac County, 42-12. And it was South Central Calhoun over Audubon, 51-15. In high school wrestling last night. In high school basketball last night, first in boys play in the Hawkeye 10 Conference, the second half of a broadcast doubleheader heard here on KJAN last night, saw Atlantic out tough Glenwood, 57-48. Atlantic coach Alan Jenkins said it was indeed a tough game last night.
There was a lot of bodies on the floor. There weren't a lot of fouls. We didn't foul a whole lot. I thought we got a little caught up early in the first half with their crowd. We got a little caught up with how physical the game was turning. But, you know, they averaged 78 points a game. We held them to 48. We kind of had a good feeling we would do that coming in. We guarded pretty well. And they're usually typically pretty good at home.
Ryan Hawkins had 22 points, 11 rebounds, 6 steals, and 3 block shots last night to help lead the way. Garrett Franken had a big night with 19 points, 13 rebounds, and 6 assists. And he said it was good to beat Glenwood at their gym after they ended their season last year.
Oh, definitely. When they beat us at the end of last year, it left a sour taste in our mouth, and we didn't want that to happen. And it was a little payback coming to get them in their gym.
Atlantic will have a big test again on Friday night, and a game we'll have for you here on the radio as well as they travel to Shenandoah.
They're receiving votes in 2A, probably off to their best start in school history. They got a lot of confidence, and down there in their gym, there's even more confidence. So we just got to keep grinding, just keep playing, and it's gonna be a fun year. Every game moving forward just means a little bit more with district seeding 1 through 15, and it doesn't get any bigger than the game on Friday.
And again, we'll have that for you Friday night. Elsewhere in the Hawkeye 10 boys last night, it was St. Albert over Clarinda, 74-48. Lewis Central beat Shenandoah, 53-48. Denison over Red Oak, 65-49. Harlan over Creston, 80-44. In the Western Iowa Conference, Trainer beat Missouri Valley, 50-35. IKM Manning over Griswold, 92-31. Andrew Bloom had 15 points, leading Audubon to a 45-43 squeaker over AHSTW. Riverside beat Tri-Center, 69-66. Underwood over Logan Magnolia, 56-43. In the Rolling Valley Conference last night, Exira EHK over Coon Rapids Bayard, 58-42. It was Woodbine over Adair Casey, 50-43. Boyer Valley beat West Harrison, 60-49. Glidden Ralston over Peyton Sherdan in double overtime, 56-53. In the Corner Conference, Fremont Mills beat Essex, 63-38. Stanton over Clarinda Academy, 92-35. Also in the Pride of Iowa Conference, Nottoway Valley beat Mount Air 74-59. Lenox over Southwest Valley 63-46. Bedford beating East Union 71-31. In girls basketball last night, the other part of our broadcast doubleheader last evening saw Glenwood defeat Atlantic 49-43. Aaron Olson had 18 points. Tiffany Williams 13 to help lead the Atlantic effort as they are now 4-2 on the season. Also in girls Hawkeye 10 play, it was Lewis Central over Shenandoah 48-45. St. Albert beat Clarinda 62-29. Denison over Red Oak 47-43. Harlan beat Creston 58-35. In the Western Iowa Conference, Emily Haubrick had 11, Sydney Obermeyer 10 to lead Audubon to a 46-26 win over AHSTW as the Wheelers are 5-1 on the season. Trainer beat Missouri Valley 61-34. IKM Manning over Griswold 73-29. Logan Magnolia topping Underwood 77-62. Tri-Center beat Riverside 62-24. In the Rolling Valley Conference, it was Adair Casey over Woodbine 66-20. Boyer Valley beat West Harrison 71-21. Glidden Ralston over Peyton Sherdan, 42-34. Cam topping Charter Oak Ute, 37-34. Exira EHK beat Coon Rapids Bayard, 69-29. From the Girls Corner Conference, Essex over Fremont Mills, 51-38. Stanton beat Clarinda Academy, 67-16. Nishnabotna over South Page, 63-19. Girls Pride of Iowa Conference action saw Bedford beat East Union, 66-13. Mount Air over Nottoway Valley, 54-33. Southwest Valley beat Lenox, 50-37 last night. Iowa State starting guard Naz Mitru-Long is out for the rest of the season because of his ailing hips. The fifth-ranked Cyclones say Mitru-Long's surgically repaired hips haven't responded the way he would like. Mitru-Long says he'll seek a medical redshirt after playing 8 games and averaging 12 points in his senior year. His absence will further deplete Iowa State's thin rotation, though the 9-0 Cyclones will finally have transfer Deontay Burton eligible for Saturday's game against Northern Iowa. They'll still be only 7 players deep. There's been a shocking announcement in college basketball. Wisconsin coach Bo Ryan says he's retiring, effective now. Ryan coached the Badgers to a school record 364 victories and 7 Big Ten titles. He coached Wisconsin into the national championship final last season before losing to Duke. His Badgers are off to a slow start, sporting a 7-5 record after Tuesday night's 64-49 victory over Texas A&M Corpus Christi. Ryan said the decision was months in the making, and he had several talks with athletic director Barry Alvarez, but he said now is the right time to make the move. Assistant Greg Gard will take over as the interim coach. Freshman Brandon Ingram had season highs of 26 points and 14 rebounds to help 7th-ranked Duke pick up a 99-65 win over Georgia Southern last night. Bryce Alford scored a season-high 27 points for number 22 UCLA as the shorthanded Bruins posted their 5th straight victory, holding off Louisiana Lafayette 89-80. Also last night, it was number 23 Cincinnati picking up a win over crosstown rival Xavier, or over Norfolk State, rather, 75-59. In football news, Iowa State coach Matt Campbell has promoted line coach Tom Manning to be the offensive coordinator. Manning spent the past 4 seasons as an assistant under Campbell at Toledo. Manning then came with Campbell when he was hired by Iowa State last month. Manning and Campbell were teammates for a season at Division III powerhouse Mount Union, meaning Manning later coached at Mount Union for a season before joining Campbell at Toledo. Manning's promotion fills one of the last pieces on Campbell's new staff. The first-year coach still has yet to hire a defensive coordinator. Iowa State went 3-9 last season under Paul Rhodes, who was fired in November after 7 years in Ames. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.